He that judgeth me is the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we are again presented to Saint John the Baptist. He is preaching the penance for the people of God, the Israelites. Those were rough times for the people of God because they were ruled by foreigners, namely the Romans. It says in the Gospel that it is the word of the Lord which came to John. And this means that he was divinely inspired to preach exactly what he was saying. Saint John was last of the prophets and also the very greatest one of them. People liked to hear the message of Saint John the Baptist, first of all because he preached that the Messiah would soon come and that Messiah would be Redeemer, although the people misunderstood him, meaning some kind of a secular Redeemer, a king who would banish the Romans. But Saint John the Baptist, to his words, the people also heeded, because he was from a good family. His father was a priest, and his words were captivating, and people were always much more attentive and receptive to the words of someone who came from a highly respected family background. But when Saint John pointed out that it was Jesus who was Redeemer and whose the laces of his shoes he, John, was not worthy to tie, people started to think that, who is this man, Jesus? He is not from a noble family, and he even comes from Galilee, which, according to those times, was considered very distant countryside where no one important lived. And when Jesus started to preach, people, his hearers, many of whom were former disciples of Saint John, started to think, who does he think he is? And when Jesus was telling the mysteries concerning Holy Eucharist and the Catholic Church, many of his disciples abandoned him and later on even joined to his crucifiers. Nowadays, we do not need prophets anymore because we have the Catholic Church. And us Catholics, we also are so often ostracized by the society, namely by the world. If our message, if our ways of life and our prayers and words, if they are ignored, we are often in a better position, because at its worst, the fact that we love and obey God, it leads us into persecution. And today, Saint Paul writes to his listeners in Corinth about this continuous schism between the world and the church, the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. And no other passage in all of Saint Paul's writings contains a more moving contrast between the wisdom of the world and the message of the cross. In those days, Corinthians, or the Catholics living in Corinth, they were sharply divided into different camps. One group's favorite preacher was Paul, another group's favorite one was Peter, and the third group favored Apollo, the companion and disciple of Saint Paul. But Paul, who was writing to them, he was not concerned about this at all. He wrote, "But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day." Think about it for a moment. Almost rudely, as bluntly as the situation demanded, Paul says that he is not too much concerned about his own reputation among the Corinthians, nor if that reputation is good or bad. This is because at the Lord's judgment, God himself will judge him, namely Paul. In comparison with the judgment of God, the decisions handed down by man, the court of human opinion, they mean nothing to Paul. He will not change his course because of wagging tongues. And isn't that what often happens to us as well? We know from the teaching of the Catholic Church that what we believe and what we do is the good way, the way of God. And we might be tempted to tone down our beliefs or our actions because of the popularity in the world. But Saint Paul, he never thought like this. All what mattered to him was that he was in good terms with his Maker, the God Almighty. Nevertheless, Paul made it clear to the Corinthians that he is not claiming to be perfect. He admits that he might not be blameless in his apostolic work, but at least his conscience is clear. Now, Advent time for us, it is coming to an end. And we soon celebrate Christmas. And we can look today how we have prepared to receive our Messiah, our Savior and Redeemer. Of course, we first of all must believe everything what the Holy Catholic Church teaches. We cannot pick and choose what suits for our opinion. And also, it is not enough just to believe. You also must act according to your beliefs. Do good. Do what God tells you to do and not to do what you are forbidden to do. In our Advent devotions and in preparations, of course, all of us could have done better. We could have done a little bit more penance or say more prayers. But if we are grateful to God for the fact that we celebrate the birth of our Savior and not so much the holiday festivities of the world, which the world will end right after Christmas Day, then at least our conscience is clear. The world, it will always have its quotas to fulfill, its bills to pay, and expectations to meet. But our treasure is the sacrifice of the Mass and the Holy Catholic faith. We can't make the world to love the Christ child, but we can love him, and that doesn't cost us a cent. On the contrary, it is he, the Christ child, who has purchased us, and he has done that with the price of his precious blood. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.